From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Arrests are made after a deadly terrorist attack in Tunisia. 9 people have now been arrested after militant gunmen killed 20 foreign tourists visiting the National Bardo Museum, the worst attack in the North African country in more than a decade in Tunisia. A statement from the Tunisian president's office also says the country's army will be deployed to major cities. Japanese, Italian, Spanish, and British visitors were among those killed when at least 2 militants opened fire on 2 tourist buses during a visit to the museum inside Tunisia's heavily guarded parliament compound. The number of foreign tourists killed in Wednesday's attack has also risen to 20 from 17. Tunisia's health minister said on Thursday 3 Tunisians were also killed. London said on Thursday a British woman was among the dead in what is called a cowardly and despicable terrorist attack. Heather Murdoch has more from Cairo.
On Tunisian television Wednesday evening, Prime Minister Habib Essed called the fight against terrorism a long-term battle for the future of the country and its success. He said the attack on Tunis's famed Bardo Museum was intended to hit the economy by harming the tourism industry, one of Tunisia's most important economic sectors. While it's not clear who was responsible for the attack, professor of political sociology Syed Sadek says it's likely one of the many militant groups that have flourished since 2011, when the Arab Spring uprooted Tunisia's security apparatus and weapons poured out of neighboring Libya. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
The United Nations says Islamic State forces may have committed genocide in trying to wipe out the Yazidi minority in Iraq, as well as war crimes against civilians. This is VOA News. The Obama administration will work with Congress to impose further sanctions on Iran if a nuclear deal is not reached. That according to a senior U.S. Treasury official. The statement was made by Adam Zubin, the acting head of the Treasury Department's Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, to the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Iran and 6 world powers are seeking an agreement ahead of an end-of-March deadline to curb Iran's most sensitive nuclear activities for at least 10 years in exchange for a gradual end to sanctions on Tehran. Thailand's Supreme Court has decided to pursue criminal charges against former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat over her involvement in a mismanaged rice subsidy program that cost that country billions of dollars. Panel of judges Thursday ruled the case does fall within the court's jurisdiction. The first hearing will be held May 19th. According to a court statement, if found guilty, Ms. Yingluck could be jailed for up to a decade. Isaac Herzog, whose Zionist Union finished second in Israel's parliamentary election, said Thursday his party will not join Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's next coalition government. Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party won 30 seats in the 120-member body, beating out the Zionist Union's 24 and putting the prime minister in position to cobble together a government and serve a 4th term. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is touting an initiative aimed at helping girls in developing countries finish their education. Speaking alongside her Japanese counterpart, Aki Abe, on Thursday in Japan, Mrs. Obama said the U.S. and Japan would work together on the White House's Let Girls Learn initiative.
We all know that the problem here isn't just about infrastructure and resources. It's also about attitudes and beliefs. It's about whether fathers and mothers think their daughters are as worthy of an education as their sons.
The initiative, which aims to help educate the 62 million girls globally who do not attend school, was recently unveiled by Mrs. Obama and her husband. On Friday, Mrs. Obama will head to Cambodia, one of 11 countries initially included in the initiative. A U.S.-based rights group says both government and rebel forces used cluster bombs in eastern Ukraine in January and February, killing at least 13 civilians, including 2 children. Human Rights Watch said Thursday that neither side in the conflict should be using such weapons and warned that their use could constitute a war crime. A spokesman for the rights group said not only did the weapons affect a large area when detonated, which endangered civilians, but unexploded munitions remained dangerous long after the attack.
That's the latest world news from VOA.